Good morning, church.
Good morning.
It is a blessing. It is a blessing to have a Sabbath. Yes. It's a blessing to see all of you here. And it's a blessing to see how much hope you have in your eyes that very soon we'll be with the King. Right? Until that day comes, we have to preach. We have to inform other people that there is hope. To those that chose to visit us today, we like to ask the church at this time to stand and give everyone that is visiting us just to shake their hands and welcome them into our facility. You know who they are, so just shake their hands and says, welcome to our church. Once again, our class this afternoon is going to be at 1:30 instead of at 2 o'clock, because at 2 o'clock, all the Pathfinder leadership is going to be meeting in the same room. So we have only 30 minutes to study. So we'll be there. Even if we don't go to eat, we will be there at 1:30 for the class. Okay, the class at 1:30. And then what is this class all about? Some of you may not come to the class because you think that if I go there, they will baptize me again. Usually in this class, we answer questions. Questions pertaining to all the teachings of the church and also the practical practices of our church. For example, if somebody says, oh, how is the tithe used in our church? That is something that we address. If there is something, oh, what about the structure, the organization structure of the church? We answer that question. Anything that helps you to come closer to God and love even more this church that God has died in order for us to have a place to worship. You know, he bought this church with his own blood. And therefore, we have this class just to provide. And sometimes, depending on the subject that we cover in the sermon, we also give some extra things that we usually don't cover during the sermon time. And that's what the class is all about. And also to prepare those that want to be baptized. Some people have been baptized and they left the church. They did a few things and now they need to come back. And when they come back, we always advise people to start from the scratch. Start everything new. You know, restudy the teachings of the church, and then commit yourself. And then we have a baptism again. All right? So now the topic for today. Before we get there, we'd like to wish everyone a very, very happy Abba's Day. Today is Abba's Day, and we wish you a very blessed one. The topic for today, we have this kid very undecided. He have no idea which way to go. There's all these different colors, different options. And is that a picture of you? That basically is all of us, not just a kid. We, every single day, we have many options. And one step may change everything. Have people that, because one step in a different direction, they're still alive today, because if they have taken a different direction, probably they will be no longer with us because an accident or something happens. So one step that we take, it makes a lot of impact in our lives. And that's basically what we're going to be talking today. Why? Because this is still the beginning of the year. Have you all believed that yesterday was Christmas? And today is already the end of January. What is happening to the time? Don't you all think that it was just yesterday was Christmas? Yeah. Especially if you have a great Christmas, it was just yesterday. But the time is flying by. We have only 341 days left. because this year we have one extra day, right? We have a member here that has a birthday on the 29th of February. So he's very young because he has birthday only every 4 years. And I always tease him. I says, you have to wait for 4 years to have your birthday. He says, but when I have one, I have a very good one to make up for the difference. So it is very important to know that each day, we like to see that each day is one step. Let's think about this. Each decision is a step. Each minute is a step. Each time we decide something is a step that we take. Our journey is a successive series of small steps. And there is a way the Lord guides the willing into the right path. That's the way the Lord guides the willing, not everyone. So this is a picture of the shepherd. And I hope as you take your steps, there is always the shepherd before you. So you know exactly what direction your steps should be. The first basic principle of divine guidance is this. God leads us one step at a time. God never asks us or demands from us 10 steps from now. All that God wants is for us to take this step because this is the beginning of a journey. So every first step is when the journey starts. Where you're going to go depends on your steps. The question is, what is your next step? Are you the typical human being that goes every day and do exactly the same thing? A slave of the habit? Or do you plan and think and evaluate every step that you take? Because if you do, your decisions will be sharper and more productive if you think, rationalize, and then step in that direction. That's the same thing with when we ask for forgiveness, isn't it? Most of the time, people ask for forgiveness as a sign of a habit. Oh, Lord, forgive our sins. Which one? I don't know. Just forgive our sins. Clean the whole thing. If there is anything there, please wipe it out. Sometimes we think that that is good enough. Sometimes we treat our people that are, you know, our family members the same way. Sometimes we take the church for granted the same way. Where are you going to church? Have you thought about what I'm going to do in church today? Why is my presence in church today is going to make a difference? If you plan that step, whatever direction you go, your journey will be a pleasant and a blessed one. But every journey starts with that first step. If you're not committed to analyze and value that first step, but if you take that step for granted, everything that happens afterwards may not have the same meaning. But when you committed, when you plan, when you get the outcome, the result, you enjoy much more. So, children, I put quite a few slides today thinking about you. So I want you to keep your eyes, if you have a little toy with you, put aside, because I have a few things on the screen today, especially for the young people. I want you to keep your eyes on the screen, okay? Now, can you figure out what this is? What is going to happen if this person steps on this banana peel? There he goes. He's going to have a flying lesson or a balanced lesson. So if you see something that on the floor like this, do you go around or you step back? Step sideways. What do you do? I hope you step back, pick it up, and put it in the trash. Right? So that somebody else don't go there. That happened is, watch your step. There are a lot of things in life that is not meant to be stepped on. And sometimes we know that if we step on, that is going to affect our balance. We may fall. And yet we go ahead anyway. All common sense, all the Holy Spirit telling us, this, no, don't step on it, because if you do, you're going to break your leg or break something. Do not step, because you're going to fall. Children, young people, how many times in your life you were about to do something out of curiosity or out of because your hormones are very, you know, going crazy? And you know that if you take that step, it's going to cause a fall. And why are you would do that anyway? So I want you to look at this picture, young people, and remind yourselves there will be circumstances that the devil will put in your path that do not take that step, because that step may hurt a lot of people, especially you and other people that does not deserve your bad decision. So when you see this, the common sense tells you right away, nope, don't step, because the consequences will be there. In life, there will be many situations when you should not take that step because you may get hurt. So caution. Turn on your brain caution. When your brain gives that yellow light, says, don't do it, listen to the Holy Spirit. Don't do it. Because a little bit of pressure, it is a long life of pain. Do you know one thing? Anybody here ever seen a mouse trap with a little cheese on it? Have you ever thought about, they say the mice are very smart. How come they haven't learned after so many years that decades that people are using the same thing? Why a little mouse didn't say to the other, oh, by the way, when you see something like this, don't go there, because it... you're gone. The point is, when people see free cheese, they turn off their reasoning. They turn off the Holy Spirit. And that's the problem. You turn off caution because your desires overrule them. All your sense is telling you, don't take that step because you're going to fall, you're going to break something. It's going to hurt. And yet, you turn off. For some reason, you allow yourself to be distracted, and you go ahead and step on it anyway. Here's the Bible verse. Though they stumble, they will never fall. For the Lord holds them by the hand. This is a promise that the Lord gives to you, young person. You have no excuses to listen to that desire and take that step anyway. The Lord is saying, I'm holding your hand. I'm not going to let you fall. But hanging tight to my hand. I see sometimes in parks, parents holding their hands of their children. They go everywhere holding their hands. Why do you think parents do that? Why are the children who are holding, the parents are, shouldn't they just say, go, child, you have a lot of energy, just... Because they know that they have to protect the child against their own energy, their enthusiasm. They says, they don't know much, so I have to hold their hand. There are times that it's safe that they let it go, but there are times they're not safe. They go to a place. How many times I have seen children be lost in a mall? Some of the little ones, mommy, mommy, mommy. And where is mommy? And then when finally the mom met the little, why you left me? The child says the mother left. But it was the child who left. So here is the same thing. The Lord says, I'm holding your hand. I'm not going to let you go. It is a promise. He will not let your feet go out from under you. In other words, you're not going to be falling. He who watches over you will not sleep. The Lord is a 24-hour guard in your life. He will be always with you if you count on this promise. He lifted me out of the pit of destruction. What is the pit of destruction? The Bible tells us that Satan is the Lord of destruction. The Abaddon, the Lord of destruction. So he lift me out of the Satan's hands, of Satan's kingdom or control, out of the sticky mud. He stood me on the rock and made my feet steady. God not only take me out from Satan's hand, but he put me in a place where I will be firm standing. What do you think that rock is? We have a song, The Rock of Ages, right? Do you know what that rock is? Now, if you take somebody from a mud and put in a rock, what is going to happen to that person? That person is still going to fall. So the Lord does something else when he takes you out of the mud. He cleanses you before he puts you on the rock. That's why you will be standing. Psalms 40, verse 2, New Century Version. Now, children, what is this? This is a little poor animal that has that little belt of there, says, leave me alone. Walk away. Don't step on me, because if you do, you're going to pay a huge price. There are a lot of things in life, young people, that the consequences is immediately. For example, drugs, alcohol, any of those things are just like a snake. It bites right away. You may be feel high for a moment, but you're going to feel low for a long time. It is just a little high and a lot of headaches afterwards. It's foolishness. It's not worth it. The bite will kill you. I had a grandfather that I never met. He had a farm and he was working, and a snake bit him. Everybody told him to go to the hospital. He says, "Nah, I'm a man. I'll deal with this." And then they bury him. I never met him. And most of his grandchildren never met him, because in his stubbornness, he didn't realize that bite was going to kill him. He didn't seek treatment. So there is sometimes we make some foolish decision in our lives. And young people, you have to learn there is forgiveness. But forgiveness that God gives you and your parents will give you and your church will give you is not to make you go and do it again. Some people come to church and some people even open the Bible and think that forgiveness is license to go on doing the same thing. Forgiveness is only an opportunity for you to change, not to remain the same. So when God gives you forgiveness, he wants you to change. So step away. Learn to step away. Brave people step away. I remember when I was, I attended my high school in a Presbyterian school. There was no Seventh-day Adventist school in the area. So in my hometown, I have this Seventh-day Adventist, a Presbyterian school. So that's where I attend. Wednesday evening, the movie theater, had always a special. Bring your girlfriend, you pay your own ticket, and we'll give her free. So a lot of people will not go to class just to take a girl to the theater. Many times, people ask me, how come I have never seen you in a theater when we leave? I said, because I go to church. You go where? I said, yeah, you guys go to the movies. I go to church. So I cannot stay in the class by myself, because the teacher will not come if there's only person there. So sometimes they did this. The whole class went to the movies so that the teacher would come in there. He could not teach because there was nobody there. So not to be the bad one. So I said, okay, I'll go to church. And they could not believe that I will leave, instead of going to theater with a girl, that I will go to church. And I'm standing here before you today because I went to church. I learned to step away. I was young. I had all the hormones, all those things that you're fighting with. I had all those things going on. But I learned right early in my life. I didn't have parents to tell me. I didn't have anybody else. It was just God and myself. But the Lord spoke to me and I said, step away, and I listened. Precaution. You know, precaution is what comes before caution. It's a caution of caution. It's a real caution. It's when you plan before you even warned. So it's a habit that you form. Step away. My steps have stayed on your path. My steps have stayed on your path. I have not wavered from following you. How many of us sometimes come to church, study all the doctrines, we have this beautiful baptism, are baptized, and very soon we are tempted to go back to our old ways. It says, I have not wavered. It was the best decision that I made in my life the day that I became part of your family, my family, the Seventh-day Adventist Church. It is a decision of all the decisions that I have made in this life that it will be with me for eternity. One day that you will be able to celebrate forever and ever is the day that you were born in Christ. Because that day is when your eternity is started. Psalm 17, verse 5, New Living Translation. Now, ouch, it hurts just to look at this picture, doesn't it? Can you from the back there see what is this person is about to do? I don't know about you, but some people like to walk without shoes. Depends on the floor. It's a nice feeling to walk around without shoes. Some people in their spiritual life, sometimes they take their sandals. They wear their sandals only when they come to church. After they leave church, they take off their sandals. And they walk barefoot around. And they don't realize that the devil has something, a pin or something, a nail is waiting for. When I was 6 years old, I was running around the fence in my house, and I didn't realize, and I stepped on something. You know when they break a bottle, a glass, and the bottom stays like this in the sharp thing? I stepped with all my speed, I stepped on one of those. And went all the way. I still have the scar until this day, even though my foot went from this to this, but it's still the scar is still there. A miracle that didn't pierce any main vein on my foot because I could have lost my. And we live so far away from any hospital. I remember the pain. I remember that I was taken to somewhere, but I don't remember the details, being in a doctor or anything else. But it was not a very pleasant feeling when you step on something like this. Watch your step. Every single time, wherever we go, we should be constantly on alert. Watch your step. Be on the alert if you want to get hurt. Sometimes people are indifferent. That's why they end up not wearing the right shoes, the right protection. That's why sometimes in their Christian life, they end up stepping on something that is going to hurt them a lot. Don't be indifferent. When you see something is bad is about to happen, take action because it may hurt. What do you think this is? Children, do you know what this is? When you say to other kid, you're ugly, This is symbolically how we step on other people. We learned this since we were children. We learned to be abusive to other people. We have a tendency to take the step over somebody else when we try to demean other people because of their race, because of their color, because of their gender, because of their age. We find all silly excuses to step on other people. And by the way, I couldn't resist. I have to say this. You're going to forgive me, right? Because you are nice folks. Yes, pastors are not supposed to be stepped on either. Yes, because there is not all the pastors to speak here, so I have to speak on behalf of all the pastors. Some churches has the custom to believe that the pastor is a fair game. No one is a fair game. Not a spouse, not a child. It doesn't matter how bad your child behaves. Do not step on them. Do not step on another human being for any reason. Because when you disrespect other people, you become nothing yourself. Do not step in anybody else. All of us have a different talents, have different limitations, have different choices in life. But we all have one thing in common. We all children of God. Children of the Almighty. And Jesus Christ has died for all of us to be our best, not to be just the rest. So please, every single time that you are invited to step on somebody, step away, but not on somebody. Let me tell you a secret that is probably is not a secret. You are at a table socializing, have this nice meal that Brother Steve and all the nice crew put there for us. We enjoy the food and everything else. Or maybe at home. Or maybe another location. And one person invites you, would you like to step on somebody? No, the person doesn't say it like this, okay? So don't keep waiting to say, no, Pastor, nobody ever says, let's step on somebody. But they say, did you hear that? And they stepping start. And what is said is that one is step like this, another one is step like that, another one come, and then they start the stepping. You know what happens to gossiping? It is a stepping. It is a way for us to step on other people. God's church have no business in the step on anyone. We do have the right to step on anyone. So watch your step so that you don't step. Be careful with your words. Be careful who you talk to, about what you talk. If anything you talk about somebody is not lifting that person up, you're putting that person down. Therefore, you step on somebody. And usually, bad people like to step on somebody. You know why? Because usually they are small. And because they are small, they need to step on somebody so they can feel tall. Tall people don't have to step on anybody. If you're doing some stepping, it's because you have a problem with your stature. You know, you feel short in life. But the secret, if you want to be tall, is not to step on anybody. That's not what a Christian does. If you are a child of Christ, you will not ever step on anybody. Now, sometimes in life, it is a fact, you have to step down. Sometimes our pride gives us so high that we need to step down. Sometimes the Lord says, yeah, come down a little bit. Sometimes we need to step down. We need to be humble. Do you know what where the whole sin business started? When Satan decided that he wants to go up, he has to step on somebody. And he tried to step on God. That's bad business. He tried to step on God so he could be higher. And that look what it got him. And all of us also. Right? So sometimes we need to step down. We need humility. The Lord says this, the Lord is good and does what is right. Look those steps going. He shows the proper path to those who go astray. Yes, we sometimes do things that we may not, but the Lord, if you allow the Lord to guide you, He will show you the path. He will show you the direction, which way you should go. By the way, children, do you know where those steps are going to? Do you see where they're thinking they are going? Look at this. Too fast. Okay? Where do you think they are going? To the Bible, to the light. That was my intention, to see if your little kids will be observed. So the steps are going towards the light, and the light is the Word of God. Okay? Psalms 25, 8 and 9. Verse 9 says, "You lead humble people to do the right thing and to stay on your path." The humble people are guided by God. Therefore, submit to God. Be humble. Surrender your life to God. And what do you think God is going to do with your beautiful life? Keep it beautiful if it's beautiful. And if it's not beautiful, make it beautiful and blessed. Therefore, you have a better chance to be with Him. So humble yourself. Submit to God. If you submit to God, you don't have to worry about the devil. Because it says, if you submit to God, then God says, don't worry, I'm with you. I'm holding your hand. We're going to fight this together. And resist the devil. And the devil will do what? He will be scared from you. Do you know why the devil will be scared of you? Because he's going to look at you and he's going to see that you're holding God's hand. And he has been defeated. He knows, oh, I better not mess up with this one because this is the child of the mighty one. He knows that he has no way to win that one. James 4, verse 7, New King James Version. Now, what is this person doing? Now, please do not raise your hand. But if I ask you to raise your hand, how many of you have done this, have stepped on God's law and have broken it? Everyone, right? I'm the first one to raise my hand here. We all do that. But the question is different. There are those that step on the law. It goes on, step on the law. But there is those that step on the law, break the law, but they step back, analyze, and God directs their step. So watch your step not to break God's will. Be vigilant. Sometimes we do wrong things because we're careless. But if we are vigilant, we will not do that. Now, doesn't He see everything that I do? Have you noticed people when they do things wrong? But they don't do this. They don't look up. They look they look there. But they don't look up. The Lord sees everything. And every step I take is a question. This is Job saying, doesn't the Lord knows everything? Doesn't see every step that I take? Every single one, He's aware of the steps that I take. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. With what? All your mind. Okay, it's not just the heart. It's talking about the mind. Do not depend on your understanding. Only fools do that. That's my version. If you add it up a little, it will say like, do not depend on your own understanding. Only the fools do that and get them always in trouble. Verse 6, seek His will in all that you do. Some people, when they go on date, they don't ask God to give his opinion. They just go because she's such a beautiful, or he's such a good looking. Oh, I'm out of. And they go. And then when the trouble comes, they say, oh, ask the church to pray for my marriage. Ask the church to do this. Ask the church to do that. Yeah, the church told you not to do it. You did anyway. And by the way, if you read the Bible very carefully, the Bible tells over and over from Genesis all the way to Revelation, do not get yourself involved with somebody who does not believe the way you believe, because it's not going to be the turn. Is, you know, once in a while there is an exception, but there are so many problems that you don't want to be one of them. Seek His will in all that you do, all the time. When you go to work, make sure that the Lord is part of it. When you go to get married, make sure that the Lord is part of it. When you go to get a new job, make sure that God is part of it. So everything you do involves God in every decision. And He will show you which path to take. He will show you which path to take. Now, this is the one. By the way, that the little is not, that's not a synagogue, okay? There is a cross there too, okay? Have you ever met people that step on the church? Oh, I don't like my church. Oh, there were not too many people there today. Oh, I didn't like the sermon. Oh, I don't like the way the church looks in front of them. Oh, I don't like this. Oh, I... That is the step on the church. Are you advertising the church as the house of God? Or are you talking about the church the way that nobody will come here because the way you talk? When you open your mouth, are you emphasizing the negatives about the church or the positives? Are you a person of hope or a person that every time you talk about the church, it's only negativism comes out of your mouth? Do you have more reasons to criticize, or you have more reasons to elevate the church? According to the Bible, the church is what? The body of Christ. So what happens when I step on the body of Christ? I'm doing something to Christ Himself. Watch your step. Be alert. There is always somebody suggesting, let's talk about the church. What about this? Do Seventh-day Adventists step on the Bible also? Is that possible? Or this is just the other religions? Oh, Pastor, this is not us. We are a very biblical church. We don't do those things. Yeah, I'm sorry, but I'm here. No, I'm not sorry. I'm here to tell you the way it is. There are people in our own church that knows that the Sabbath is holy. If there is somebody who should know about the Sabbath, it's us. And after they leave here and they go to the home, they turn on the television, depending on what kind of game is going on, or they go to the beach and say, oh, I'm looking at nature. I'm looking at nature. Read Isaiah 58. And you know that over there says, not your own words, not your own thought. Oh, but my son is graduating today, Pastor. That makes me, I think God will give me a pass on that. And it is in a Seventh-day Adventist school. Maybe I'm touching something very, very too much, right? No, I'm not. I'm going to say the way it is, and I'm not going to apologize for it because your salvation is too important. If you are mad because I'm trying to save, you know, to give you an instruction for your salvation, you'll be mad for the wrong reasons. But I'm going to say, it is very easy for us, because see, the devil doesn't take you to a Sunday school church to show you that something is wrong. He will take you in an environment where you are familiar, when everything looks safe. And that is the place sometimes that we fall for it. My daughter, I'm not going to mention name because this is being recorded, so I don't want to mention names, but one of my daughters was invited to be a speaker for a very, very well-known Seventh-day Adventist speaker that is all over the radio, television, everywhere. She was invited, and then there was this a hotel. This was on the Sabbath, and she notified them that she was not going to go to hotel on the Sabbath. Because she didn't believe that, even though this is for the church, that she should be paying hotels on the Sabbath. Oh, but we will pay for it. I said, no. I will find a way to get there, but I will not stay in a hotel. Why? Because I don't want to violate the Sabbath, to teach other people about the Sabbath, myself violating the Sabbath. It is very tricky, folks. It takes very little for us to be distracted. Sometimes we bring a guest to our home on the Sabbath, and the guest starts saying, oh, by the way, the Super Bowl. Do you know who's going to be playing the Super Bowl? And do you know who is the, you know, there is something in the Philippines right now. Do you know what happens there? Oh, there's something in Brazil. And the conversation, right out of, like that, it becomes complete out of control. Be careful not to step on God's word. Watch your step. Be observant of all the details. Guide my steps by your word, so I will not be overcome by evil. Psalms 119, 133, New Living Translation. Your word is the lamp to guide my feet and a light to my path. I don't know how many of you, please do not raise your hand. Some of you here may be doing this, taking the Bible and reading from Genesis to Revelation. Take the Bible, read it, the whole Bible this year. Try something new. If you haven't done this before, try. And we are living a day and age that's so easy to do. You know why? Because you can even have a Bible that you push a button and it will read for you. So you can just listen. Don't fall asleep, because that doesn't count. Read your Bible. You'll be amazed how much difference it will be in your life, your spiritual life, if you look the Bible all the way through. It is a wonderful experience. And what about stepping up? Have you heard anybody have said to this, oh, I'm hoping that my members step up? Brothers and sisters, when you see our church budget on red, on red, on red, I'm going to say to you, it's time for us to step up. This is our church. This is not Pastor Elson's church. This is not Southeastern California Conference Church. This is our church. It's up to us to step up and sustain our church. We need to step up. The word ascend means to go up. Yes, we need to start every day, daily, going up, up and up. Our journey every single day should reflect this. One step at a time. Every day I should feel like I'm closer to God than ever before. It doesn't matter how many steps back I took, but those that I'm taking forward should bring me closer and closer to God. Jesus invited us every day, take one more step. Kingdom is coming. I was reading a newspaper, Brazilian newspaper, and probably you some of you have heard the news. Do you know those scientists that a few years ago, decades ago, because the situation between United States and the Soviet Union, at that time there was a Soviet Union, was getting so ugly, the Cold War, that they put the atomic clock like a few minutes before midnight, means the doomsday. They came up again. Have you anybody heard here they came up again? Yeah, they came up again. They say, now the situation in the world now is so, you know, so dangerous that they decide to put the clock in 3 or 4 minutes before midnight again. And I saw the headline says, the end of the world is imminent. There's the same group of scientists, because they says the way the global warming, the way that everything is going on, they put all together. This time, I think they are making some kind of political statement also. But one fact, these are not religious people. They are making that prediction according to the circumstance, how the world is going. And by the way, when you see China arming itself to the teeth, when we see Russia doing the same thing, now the European Union wants to have an army also. Things are boiling. I'm not saying this to scare anybody, but we are in time of opportunity. it's time for us to take the right steps. The Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their lives. Isn't it amazing if you could say, oh, the Lord loves me. He likes everything that I do. Do you know why? Because I follow His will in everything that I choose to do. Now, I have a granddaughter, so I see this kid, so I said, I'm going to put this on the screen too. Your parents may remember when you took your first step, right? Yes. I don't know if you know, when you have children, that time when they take their first step is a time for celebration. It brings so much joy. But only Abba knows each and every step you will take. The parents may remember, they probably may forgot, but there was a great day in their lives when they saw their child take their first step. But since then, it is the Lord who watches every step that we take. My dear brothers and sisters, you will take quite a few steps before the Lord Jesus Christ comes. It is my prayer, my sincere prayer, that every step that you take will be a calculated one, will be a one that you are being completely aware of it, and the one that you know that you are going in the right direction. May your journey be a blessed one. May each step that you take be the one who is glorified by God, guided by God, and may God always lift you up. So that every step that you take will be getting you closer and closer to Him. Amen. May the Lord come soon. Amen. All the way.